Now you've mentioned that you'll be playing this. I mean, I know from previous what sort of stuff you're going to be playing. Just give the listeners a taste of what you're doing. It's all going to be all the great hits, isn't it?
I think you, as a tribute band, you just got to do the more well-known ones. So it's kind of the Shadows' greatest hits up until 1980, and they actually had some hits, believe it or not, in the 70s. And their last one was Riders in the Sky, which was probably about 1980, I think. But yeah, all the big ones are there: Apache, Atlantis, Foot Tapper, Dance On. We do a little bit of, should I say, Cliff, who hang around. He used to hang around with these guys
Never heard of
for
them.
quite a bit. Not, have you not heard of him?
Yes,
We
of course.
struggle. We struggle, but we've
No,
got to do a bit of Cliff, you know. It has to be done.
I'm pretty sure I asked you about this before when I last spoke. I remember buying a Shadows album, which didn't have well-known numbers on it. And I think I told you, but which one of them was the Bandit of Brazil. Do you know that one?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Any chance you'd play it for me? On the night. That's putting you on a spot. No,
Unfortunately, I've not got a guitar handy.
I didn't mean now. I didn't mean now. I mean at the gig. No, I wasn't suggesting you had to do something
At
now.
the gig, you can have a private viewing of that number in person in the train in the changing room. How about that?
Oh, that's fabulous, mate. I'll nick one of your mugs at the same time. Groovy
You
for you.
can. I've got one for you.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. It's very
It's
kind.
got your name on it.
Yeah, I didn't know my name was Bootleg. I'm sure it must be the same for you as a lot of other tribute bands. There's only so many tracks you can sing in one evening. I'm sure you still get people come up and say, "Well, I love the show, but why didn't you play so and so?" So when you're doing these gigs, I mean, you've got a big stretch of these gigs you're going to be doing. And check out their website, folks, because there's a lot of interesting information on there. How do you work out which tracks you're going to play? Do you keep the same schedule or do you change them in partial from gig to gig?
I think the shows are quite wide apart location wise, and if we're in the same location, it's generally within about 6 to 9 months of each other. So we keep the same format, but then slip in and slip out just a few,
Yeah.
just to keep it fresh, really, you know.
No,
And
I can understand that.
yeah.
Now, coming back to the coming, I mean, coming back to Howard on the point of guitars, because I know a lot of listeners want to know about, you know, what guitars you guys play. I was interviewing Steve Hackett a couple of weeks ago, and I was asking about his guitars, and he got fantastic, and he's actually given. He got given a guitar by Eric Clapton, you know. Oh my God.
Oh.
Do you play, use similar stuff to what the actual Shadows do in terms of your guitars?
I guess as similar as you can get these days. The main ones, of course, are Fender Stratocasters,
Yeah.
that the Shads, or Hank, had the first one in the country way, way back. And of course, these are made all over the world now. And probably the most recognizable shape of guitar that you can get, apart from maybe Gibson Les Paul. So we have the red Fender Stratocasters, and of course, when the Shads changed from Fenders to Burns guitars made in the UK, we also have the white Burns guitars. It
Right.
gives a slightly different sound.
That's what I was going to ask you. They are different in what in the sound that they produce.
Yeah, I guess if the aficionados, and I'm not one,
No, I'm not either. I'm just curious.
I don't have an anorak on at the moment, but the aficionados would say that it's a more nasally tone
Right.
out of a Burns than maybe a Strat, which are single coil pickups, and they give a very, very clean sound. And Burns do as well, but in a slightly different way. They're a bit more nasally.
All right. Well,
That's the best
I'm not
that
gonna,
I can come up with.
I'm not trying to pressurize you on it. I was just fascinated by the whole process. Right, let's come to your next track, which is another one I absolutely love. And this is another singer who's very sadly missed under really dreadful circumstances. It's Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye. And the reason I made that comic, folks, if you didn't know, he actually got shot by his father, which is absolutely dreadful. But here we go. Heard It Through the Grapevine. Great track. Heard It Through the Grapevine. If you want to stand up and have a bop, listeners, do so. But don't forget to put your coffee cups down first. Here we go. Heard It Through the Grapevine, Marvin.